This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Last time in the previous session, we spoke about the previous sessions, resurrection, how we are extracted from earth, how the bodies are put together, the soul inserted into the body. We spoke about walking to the land of gathering, mahshar. And then we spoke about how we will have the sun descend, people will sweat, then people go under the shade of Allah's throne. Do you remember that? Then we mentioned how Allah will judge everyone, the believers and the disbelievers, and who else besides humans? And animals, excellent. Even the animals will be judged. After the animals are judged, what do they end up becoming?
Dust.
Dust, fantastic. Turaba, right? Eventually, we mentioned that after the judgment, the questioning between you and Allah, we go to the next stage, which is tonight, inshallah. Tonight, there are four stages. Stage number one is the scale, al-mizan. What is the point of the scale when we just got judged? Look at the judgment, the questioning between you and God as you acknowledging your mistakes. The scale is to weigh the deeds. So the classic example, a car pulls you over, God forbid, never happens to you, mashallah, right? A car pulls you over. What does the cop do? Do you know why I stopped you? No, why did you stop me? You crossed the stop sign and you were speeding. Prove it. And he showed this. I'm like, oh my God, here is a ticket. That's judgment. Did you pay the ticket? Did you get the points? Not just yet. Then you go to court. They see the level of rules that you broke and then they fine you for that. So that step two is the scale. Fair enough. May Allah grant us the best. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Now the scale, how does it look like? This scale, brothers and sisters, has two hands. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. And I repeat, and this might be the last time I repeat it for this series, every single narration in this entire series, A to Z, is an authentic narration. This is an unseen, so no one can tell us from their opinion what happens or how things look like. Only what Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said. It has two hands, kaffatain. Okay, fantastic. What else? How big is the scale? It's going to measure your deeds. It is so large, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if the entire globe would to be placed into one hand, it will fit. And all the solar system and all seven heavens will be able to fit into that massive scale. But why? Why is it that detailed? Like, why is it so big? What's the reason? We have trucks, right? We have a scale just for trucks, but I'm not as big as a truck to handle that weight. So why would the Prophet ﷺ do that? Do you ever edit your videos on your phone sometimes? When you get a video and you just watch it, it looks this short on the bottom. If you tap the video, what happens? It expands. So you start editing. Can some of you relate to that? Now, you look at your life, I'm this old, I'm 23, I'm 63, whatever it is. That scale will have your life year by year extracted into that scale. No, month by month, minute by minute, zoom in further. Let from here to here go from 2.1 seconds to 2.11 second. Zoom in further. Every breath that you took will be on that scale. Every blink and every intention that you made, everything will fit into that scale. May Allah grant us the best, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Then Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we know it has two hands, it is so massive. Then the Prophet told us, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is very precise. How precise? Because when I gave you the example of the truck, do you think if you put a piece of hair, just logic, you might not be a truck driver, if you put a piece of hair onto that scale, do you think the number will change?
No.
Because the scale for trucks is above that. It requires human beings that can, you know, possibly measure. But Allah's telling us, and the Prophet ﷺ, is that the scale, Yawm al-Qiyam, is so precise, a hair can be measured. This scale, you know how much is it? This is real, not fake. It's $5,300. It measures the smallest of things, 0.0001 grams. Allah measures even more detail than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. A mustard seed, an atom weight of an action, we will still count for it. Now this can be a nightmare and this can be a hopeful news you just heard. Nothing will go unwitnessed. May Allah grant us that. Say ameen. Habibi Isa, if you can adjust Isam's phone, Allah barifik. Jazakallah khair. So this is how detailed and precise the scale is. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is the situation with the scale? Allah says in one ayah, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ. For the ones that know Arabic, what's the difference between mizan and mawazin? Explain for those that don't know what I'm saying. Mizan, mawazin, explain. Plural, fantastic. So why did Allah say in that verse the plural sense of it? Some scholars, a few of them said, because there'll be more than one scale. Have you ever seen the cycle of life? Or like the pie chart, like how you do in financially, how you do with your body, how you do with your family, how do you do at work, how do you do with your mental health, all these different measurements. Each one of your life will be dissected. So you might have a scale that is specific to your body. You nailed it. Oh, that's so heavy. Good for you. But you neglected the family. Others have good with family, great with the body, but they neglected the trust of their job. Others did great with their job, did everything great except themselves, they ignored themselves. That scale Allah will hold you accountable for as well. And what so beautifully Allah says, and inshallah all of us will appreciate this. Allah says, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ. Allah says the scale is so accurate, there are no double standards. Today, with this country that we live in, there are double standards. How they're dealing with our brothers in Gaza, double standards. You go to the ICJ, you will see a logo of the scale. But that scale is a different standard if you say La ilaha illallah and you're proud of it. This scale works really well if you give up your deen. But Allah says no, the scale of Qiyamah has no double standards. That's why we love Islam so much. That is why the pride you and I should have of being Muslim should reach the sky and above and beyond. When one time a lady stole something at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she stole something. And keep in mind, she fulfilled all the conditions for her hand to be cut. So there are conditions. Not anyone steals anything, you cut their hand. No, there are conditions. She fulfilled them all. But she was from a high-end family. And don't be shocked, we know some actresses that actually have problems stealing. And if you watch the news, you know who I'm referring to. So then she stole, she got caught, so they told people, talk to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell him not to cut her hand, like she's from the elite, she's respected. So they sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of his favorite companions, Usama ibn Zayd, if I was not mistaken. He goes to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, you know this lady, she did this, but anything we can do, like something we can do. He got so angry. His face turned red. The veins would show up. He went on the stage and gave a public lecture. Are you ready to hear it? Very short and concise. He said, what destroyed the people of the past, focus on the wording, what destroyed the people of the past, when the rich, the elite, commits a crime, they turn a blind eye. And when the weak commits a crime, they apply the utmost just command and ruling upon them. Then he says, Wallahi, waymallah, I swear by Allah, if my own daughter Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, stole, لَقَطَعْتُ يَدْهَا, I'll cut her hand, my own daughter. So when a nation sees a leader that applies the rules even to his family, how will they feel? Will you not be proud? So Allah says, Yawm al-Qiyamah, the scale will not differentiate Muslim, non-Muslim, weak, strong, rich, poor, black, white, Arab, non-Arab, oppressor, oppressed, doesn't matter. You did good, you will see. You did bad, you will see. May Allah grant us that which is best. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Okay, how are the results measured? The results are measured based on this scale. If the good is heavier, congratulations. If the bad is heavier, seek Allah's refuge for what comes next. May Allah make it easy for all of us. What will be weighed? What will be weighed, brothers and sisters? the good and the bad, of course. But keep in mind, three things will be put on that scale. Ready, inshallah? Three things. The scholars, they talk. One of them is your actual deeds. I don't understand, brother. Explain more. Your actual deeds. Where are they written? Focus with me. Where are the deeds written? In the book. We spoke about it last session, right? Allah gives you your book. In the book, there is what? Text. You did this, you did that, and so on and so forth. Now, one of the three is that Allah will turn text to video. Allah turns text into an actual thing you can touch. We know AI. AI, there is what? Speech to text. AI has text to video. You say, do me a video of a rabbit running next to a turtle. Then it creates a video. The book of what Allah gave you, so and so watch this and that. Then it becomes visible. And that is placed onto the scale. And sometime Allah will change that thing in a way that it will shock the people. For example, a person on that day of the evildoers will have a snake tied around their neck, choking them. May Allah protect us. Massive snake. Who is that snake? The snake says, Ana maluk, I'm your money. What did I do with my money to get a snake choking me? You were the one that saved your money and you never paid zakah. Well, I gave a lot of money in charity. That's different than zakah. Zakah has its own groups, has its own amount. It has its own intention. But you didn't care to learn much about it. It's a pillar of Islam. May Allah protect us. Say ameen. See how Allah does that for us? May Allah make it easier for all of us. Allah says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ The book will be placed. Then the evildoers, the criminals were like, oh my God, this book has every little detail. مَالِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ What kind of book is this? Every detail. How long it took me to look at this scene, everything. Then what did Allah say? وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا حَاضِرًا It now is now going to be visible, presented, displayed. May Allah make it easy for all of us. And there are people around watching. Imagine as the book is open and the action now is transformed into that scale. Mom is there, dad is there. Before we continue, how would your scale look like today? Yalla, from puberty till now, what do you think? How does it look like? You're confident, inshallah? You still need time? Alhamdulillah, heart is beating. Say alhamdulillah. Huh? You just made the scale heavier. Say alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. You know what the Prophet says? Alhamdulillah. What? Who knows the continuation? I know it's a hard question because I just said two words. How can you finish the blank? The Prophet says, Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, fantastic. Alhamdulillah, tamla al mizan. Imagine you see the scale of good deeds, full. Why full? You said, Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Ya Allah. You know what you're doing. You're the best. That alone, how powerful Allah puts it. And remember, formulates text to actual item. Alhamdulillah, fills the scale. May Allah make it easy. Amir Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, how about today? Forget your life. Today, how is your scale today? Huh? How is Fajr? Oh my goodness. Today, I'm forget all your... Today, bas. How is the scale? Fajr? Jumu'ah? Shabab, brothers, Jumu'ah? They're like, Alhamdulillah, it's not obligation. Huh? Today, Alhamdulillah. How is Jumu'ah? You came second raka'ah? May Allah forgive us. Huh? How was Asr? Tab Maghrib? Maghrib came in, right? When is Isha? What time? 7:40. Around that time. So Isha is in 20 minutes. I'm not taking a break in 20 minutes because that'll be too short of a session. So if you have not prayed Maghrib, get up and pray before Isha. That's so embarrassing. You're such an embarrassment. What do you mean get up? You're better off being embarrassed now than that day in front of the scale. Babe, I'll make it easy for you. Your brother did it before. I was in the UK. I was at the university of some Harry Potter stuff. Anyway, no, I don't know. Okay, but I forgot. It was a very high university, Oxford, one of the big ones there. But so it was Muslim groups. They call them ISOCs, not MSA. ISOCs, which is Islamic Society. Okay, Allah bismillah. Ilmun la yanfa' maybe. Allahu a'lam. Okay, so when I went there, I gave a session. They had a conference, about 400 or 500 people. And I finished my session taking questions. Then I remembered Asr. Oh my God. I'm a traveler, so I can combine Dhuhr and Asr, but I cannot combine Asr with Maghrib. What do I do? This is so embarrassing. I'm like, oh, brother, so what do you think we should do as students at the University of Nottingham? I remember, University of Nottingham. Okay, whatever it is, okay? What should we do? Then I'm like, Asr, Ya Rabbi, Asr. They all go to Jannah because of me, then I go to hell. No way! Ya Rabbi. Then I said, guys, I'm going to tell you something. This might have been the first time ever it happens in a conference. I know it sounds weird. It looks awkward. I did not pray Asr. Astaghfirullah. Listen, I know it look. I'd rather be embarrassed in front of you than in front of Allah. And I walked out. You know what's so amazing? They were all respectful that they stayed at the session till I finished Salah. Then I came back. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So you see, these sessions are not just entertainment. These sessions are entertainment. Yes, have a good time, learn, change lives, inshallah. Fair enough? Yalla, so go back. Yalla, the scale is here. How are things looking like? Yalla, alhamdulillah, mashallah, we have a very generous donor. Mashallah, tabarakallah. Doctor so-and-so, be proud of your donation. Mashallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar. Then you look at this rich man or woman, and you're like, man, I wish I gave that level of donation. But alhamdulillah. Then your donation comes, which is what? Not 100,000, you gave $1. Guess what happens? Your scale is heavier than his. How is that possible? How is my $1? By the way, this was an AI image. Let's move on. Okay? Use it fi sabilillah. All right? Use it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right? This was text to image. Okay? So this dollar was heavier. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَبَقَ دِرْهَمٌ مِئَةَ أَلْفٍ. A charity of $1 is heavier in the sight of God, Allah, more than 100,000. مِئَةَ أَلْفْ دُلَار. $1 is more. Why? The Sahaba said, how, Ya Rasulullah? How is that possible? He said, رَجُلٌ لَهُ دِرْهَمَانِ فَأَخَذَ أَحَدُهُمَا فَتَصَدَّقَ بِهِ. The one who gave $1, all what he had was $2. And the one who gave 100,000, لَهُ مَالٌ كَثِيرٌ, is a multi-millionaire. 100,000 is nothing. So look how accurate is Allah's scale. Allah's scale doesn't just look at quantity, it looks at quality. The IRS doesn't care about quality. Tax season is coming up in April. May Allah make it easy. Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen. This is hisab, right? But what about the real deal? What about the real taxes season? May Allah make it easy for us. So here, this man gave 50% of their wealth. Then you look at the scale, some wonderful stuff. Allahu Akbar. What do we have? Imagine a scarf, hijab. It's so light, huh? So light, but tons on the scale. But how is it tons? The reward, because it was a challenge to the sisters. May Allah make it easy. Say, I mean, during the summer when they struggled and they would sweat and they would suffer and they were willingly making the choice to wear loose clothing to please Allah, Allahu Akbar, wallahi, well deserved. Then next, ready for the next one? The hijab comes again. Is that a replay or something? Hijab comes again. Allahu Akbar, what's going on? What's that repetition? Why is there more? Why is it getting bigger? What's the situation? For everyone who saw you. For everyone who saw you and remembered Allah. The greatest and the strongest of symbols of Islam would love to be this, but no. Because we can be, what do we call it? Hipsters like that. Mushmushkil, right? People can confuse us. Some Hindus were killed. Yes or no? Thought to be Muslims. May Allah protect us and protect all people. Right? But no one can confuse you for Muslima. Say Alhamdulillah. I remember one time we were in California. We were in San Francisco. Wallahi, we missed Dearborn. Hijab everywhere. You don't know where to go? Follow the hijab. It's easy, right? If you came first time for a furling club, you knew where to go. Allahu Akbar, right? So then we're walking. Then one of my kids, we went to the mall and she saw a hijabi. So we said, go say salam. She said, assalamu alaikum. Why is it salam? Why is that bond? Because of that symbol. May Allah grant us the best. We don't judge the hearts. Allah knows the hearts. But thank you for making life easy. But the vice versa is also true. For every look that grabbed attention that is not supposed to. Well, I don't care. Well, may Allah make it easy. Say ameen. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever establishes a good habit and people copy or people are influenced, it impacts the one who started it. Allahu Akbar. So your donation, another example, your donation now was $1, it became $1,000. How? You shared the Launch Good link. You directed someone to do something. For example, last night, my daughter comes to me, she said, Baba, my school, we need a, a backup speaker. I'm like, Baba's backup? Mishaib? And a backup? Right, may Allah forgive us, right? She's like, the speaker didn't show up, we need a backup. So the issue is that her principal already called me. I said, I want to be able to. Like, please, backup. So I said, you know what? Inshallah, we'll do it. So what am I sharing this? After the session, alhamdulillah, the principal was happy, students, bifadlillah. Then who got all the hasanat? That little girl in the house. Inshallah, right? Because what happened? She never said anything or anything of that sort. May Allah accept. But directed to goodness. So you may not be able, for example, to stand on stage and present. You'd rather give up all your wealth before standing here. If you want to do that, give it to me, inshallah. Anyhow, okay? But what you can do is that guide someone to attend to the session. And you get the ajr, inshallah, for that. May Allah grant us the best. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Tayyib, yalla, bismillah. What else on the scale? You see someone, quality. Look, knowledge helps you to know what's heavy. Without knowledge, you will not know what's heavy. Someone comes, I want you to imagine. They have on their scale, Allahu Akbar. Ready for this? The Masjid Nabawi or so, them being in the Masjid of the Prophet in Medina, they stayed for 1 month, not at the Moving Pick, wala at the Sheraton or the Hilton. They did 1 month of seclusion in the mosque of the Prophet. How beautiful is that? Heavy, right? You look at it like, mashallah, mashallah. Wallah, if I could have, I probably would have. Then, inshallah, your scale comes. And something that you've done, not a month long, maybe a few minutes long, it was heavier than his. What's that action? You did something, may not take maybe a few hours, and it outweighs the 1 month of seclusion in the mosque of the Prophet. So I said, one prayer, to give you perspective, one prayer in the Prophet's mosque is multiplied by how many? 1,000 prayers, so 1,000 dhuhr in Dearborn equals one dhuhr in Medina. Allahu Akbar. So two dhuhrs in Medina, 2,000. How many days do you need to pray 2,000 dhuhrs in Dearborn or anywhere besides Medina? Allahu Akbar in Mecca. But what is it that you spent maybe a few hours, a few days, got you more reward than that? You want to try? Try. Bismillah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah azim, which is praising God. It's possible. It's possible. Allahu alam. Who knows? Try. Fasting is heavy for sure. For sure. But if for this narration, no. Brother, one, you'll try. Sponsor an orphan. You're close. Go ahead. Very close. Serving family. Ready for the hadith? I'll try, huh? Little qadr. Smart man. Little qadr, which is equal to 1,000 months or akhtar. Close, ready? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for me to walk with someone in need, jump their car, change a flat tire, help them translate a document. Does it happen sometimes? Your mom calls you. How do I spell house? Right? H-O, too fast, slow down. Okay, H-O, what's that? Helping someone in need. And my mom is here. Allahu Akbar, mashallah, from Windsor. Round of applause, my mom, mashallah. And all mothers. Jazakumullah khair. So all the mothers and the fathers, may Allah bless them. SubhanAllah. I said the example and she walked in. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, asked me for any. Khalas, rahat. We're in trouble. Okay, bismillah, subhanAllah. May Allah grant us the best. Say ameen. So the Prophet says, for me to walk with someone who I can help him in times of need is more beloved to me than spending 1 month in seclusion fi هذا المسجد, the Masjid of the Prophet. So what happened? العلم قبل العمل. Knowledge before taking action. Knowledge before taking action is the way to go. Action without knowledge is craziness. Action without knowledge is madness. May Allah protect us from it. Say ameen. And there's so many more things about guiding. I have an example. A beloved brother of mine, Sheikh Osama. May Allah bless him. Qulu ameen. Why in the world are you sharing this? Two reasons. Number one, he's doing a great series. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Preparing you for Ramadan. And we need to be prepared for Ramadan. So I encourage you to follow the ICD page. Hada wahda. Huh? Okay. Second one, I circled something here. What is it? The thing that we all see on our social media, if you have it. If you don't create it. You see who liked the post. So imagine on the scale Yawm al-Qiyamah, the impact of your like plays a role. So when I go here, I see Ibrahim Joba. May Allah bless Ibrahim, Qulu Amin, and his family. I see Ali. Okay? So what happens when you, and it comes to my own timeline, I swipe and I say, why do I get this? Because one of the people I follow liked it. So even that Allah will hold us accountable for, whether good or bad. So watch out. Baba will never like, I'll just watch. La ya habibi. Because even when you watch, you give it what? More traffic. And you are responsible for pushing a video with the trend. Because you stayed a little bit longer than you should have been swiping right when you saw something that is haram. May Allah make it easy. Say ameen. And when you like and share this video for those that are watching, inshallah, Allah will reward you. Okay, let's move on, inshallah. Right? Tayyip. As inshallah we end the matter of the scale and the actual deeds, I have a question for you. What is the heaviest thing ever that will be on that scale? The heaviest. So before I tell you what it is, you all agree we should all aim for it. If we have iman and faith, we should all strive for it. The heaviest thing ever on that scale is? Salah, close. Go ahead. La ilaha illallah, 100%. That is accurate, mashallah, tabarakallah. But there's something attached to it. Try. What is it? Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love you all, wallahi, fi sabilillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I wanted you guys to all know this, inshallah. But no problem, that's what we're learning, right? So once you hear it, and that's why I'm taking my time with that question, that's the heaviest thing ever. On the scale, the Prophet ﷺ said that nothing is heavier than? Read the Quran close. Last one, Muhammad. Good manners. May Allah grant it to you and increase it. Say, I mean. Husnul khuluq. The Prophet ﷺ says, ma min shay'in. Nothing is heavier on the scale of deeds more than good character. Not just that, good character, he says, can reach you levels beyond the one who prays all the time, voluntary prayers, not obligatory, of course, obligatory plus voluntary and voluntary fasting. Your smile, your humbleness, your thank you so much. I appreciate you opening the door for someone carrying boxes, you helping put the garbage outside, all that can take you levels you would have never reached without the good character. May Allah grant us the best. Say ameen. So we said three things are going on the scale. Number one, the actual deeds. The second thing, the actual book. The actual what? Book is being placed. And that where we'll get what she said about La ilaha illallah. One narration only about that one. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, a man will come, a person will come, and has 99 documents of sins. Like, how bad was that human being? He's so messed up. Everything in the book that is wrong, he did it. May Allah protect us. So then Allah asks that person a question. أَظَلَمَتَكَ كَتَبَتِ الْحَافِظُونَ Did my angels exaggerate? بَالَغُوا They made a mistake. أَخْطَأُوا So the man says, لا يا رب, everything in the book is accurate. I did do these crimes. How big is one book? As far as the eye can see. لا إله إلا الله. That's how big is one document. As far as the eye can see. Now, 99 of them. So then Allah says, أَفَلَكَ عُذُرْ You have excuse, you have a good deed, so we can measure both. So the man says, no, I don't have anything good I've done in my life. That's a pretty messed up person, right? So then Allah says, no, you have one good thing. What's that one good thing? Close, mashallah alayhi, close. So the man says, what is it? So he is told, you have a card. Not even a book, and he doesn't even have enough pages necessary, just a book. A yellow, what is it called? Sticky note. Okay, you have a sticky note of goodness and 99 documents of messed up stuff. What's on that sticky notes? What she said. La ilaha illallah. So then the man tells Allah, what will this do in front of all of this? Then Allah says what? فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمْ No one is oppressed. No matter what you've done will be taken into consideration. So the 99 documents are in one scale. So heavy, so massive. Alhamdulillah, the scale is strong enough to handle. It was pretty bad. But then, that sticky note, what's on it? Oh, say it. La ilaha illa wallahi. Maybe today's la ilaha that you said is on that sticky note. And inshallah, documents bi-idhnillah. So right when you put la ilaha illallah, there's no deity worthy of worship but Allah. It became so heavy, it didn't outweigh the evil. It was so heavy, the 99 documents flew off. Have you ever seen a video where there's like a floaty and then someone is sleeping on it and then some big guy comes and like, whoop, and the guy just flies? That's what happens to the 99 documents when you put La ilaha illallah. It just flies off. Then the Prophet says, وَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعِ اسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing withstands, nothing can compete with the weight and the value of Allah, Jalla Jalla, Allah's name. May Allah make us of those who say La ilaha illallah at the end of our lives. Ameen. Last but not least, number one, what's put on the scale? Our deeds. Number two, Al-Kitab, the books. What's number three? What will also be put on the scale?
Your mental well-being.
Mumkin, possible, right? Huh? Sisters, what do you think? Huh? Okay, taking my time so we can all absorb it. Ready? The third thing that will be put on the scale is you. Literally you. You will actually have to walk on the scale. You're like, wallah, if that's the case, well, inshallah, dinner, brooms, mish'arif, wallah, famous. If I be on the scale, I want to be as big as I humanly possibly can. No. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't measure it like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shararri rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah says about the evil people, He says, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. The Prophet says, يَأْتِ الرَّجُلْ, a man comes, al-azim, so tall, as-sameen, so wide, on the Day of Judgment. Not that they are who those are like, that are evil, obviously, but it happens to be an evil person. They come, and then they go onto that scale just because they're panicking. I am messed up in my life, so I want to put my weight into the scale. How heavy are they? لا يزنوا عند الله جناح بعوضة. Their weight might have been hundreds of pounds. It will not be equal on that scale a wing of a mosquito. And you and I maybe one day become so skinny, someone may be so tiny, people may not value you, but Allah value you more than any human on earth. Think of one Sahabi, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Ibn Mas'ud, one time he was climbing a tree because the Prophet wanted a specific part of the tree, a tree branch which is called siwak, to what? Brush his teeth. So Ibn Mas'ud, he goes onto that tree, then the wind blows his clothing. As it blows his clothing, what shows up? His shin. It was so tiny, it was so skinny, the greatest generation, Sahaba, could not control their laughter. Oh my God. What? This is real? Right? That's how skinny his shin was. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, caught to that. Then he says, Mimma tathakun, what are you laughing at? Min diqqati saqayh, they say, for how thin his shins are. Like, how can it even carry a human being? That's how skinny he was, Ibn Mas'ud. And he was known to be very small. So then the Prophet says this. Ready? Are you guys ready, inshallah? Wallahi, the shin of Ibn Mas'ud on the scale on the Day of Judgment is heavier than the mountain of Uhud. Mountains. That's his shin. What about his arm? What about the rest of the legs? What about all but limbs? That's the value and your net worth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is what have you used your body for? May Allah grant us the best. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, the scale is completed, not just yet. One of the final scenes. Put all this together. One guy was doing so good. She was doing so great. Alhamdulillah, prayers, all that stuff, fasting, charity, fantastic. But all of a sudden, someone comes and says, hey, what's up? Give me some of your good deeds. Hey, I worked hard for this. I know you worked hard. I acknowledge that. But give me some of your good deeds. I want it on my scale, not yours. It belongs to me now. How dare you? It's my right. It's the Day of Judgment. Well, guess what? You used to backbite against me. You gossiped about me. You hurt my family relationships and you made up false things and stories about me. And you caused me so much pain. Now it's time to surrender these good deeds. Imagine that person who comes with mountains of good deeds. Okay, whatever, whatever. How much you need? I got millions anyways. Who cares? Take 1,000, whatever. Move on. Someone else comes. Me too. Remember grade 10? Grade 10, we died at 67. Doesn't matter. Grade 10, grade 11, you're 15. You reached puberty and you never repented. And you never gave me my right back. And you never asked Allah to forgive you. And you never prayed for me to make up for it. Give me your good deeds. Imagine a scene. 20,000 people show up. 20,000 people. You're like, there's no way I even know your names to backbite you, to gossip about you. No, no. All of us, you did. I spoke bad about 20,000 people. Wallah, my all followers is 7,500. We are from such and such tribe from that country. And you said all the people from that city are stingy. Al-Qadiyah, huh? The village. Now we can relate. May Allah forgive us. See what I mean? So now you pray for that village. Right? All these people from that country, like they are horrible, right? Just subhanAllah, this week someone said that in front of me. Just subhanAllah, this week. I said, what are you saying? Are you out of your mind? Especially that he chose a large population, by the way. That's pretty bad, right? People from that country, like, all of them. May Allah forgive us. Don't belittle a word. Allah will hold us accountable for, because you're smiling now, but you know very well these words play a significant role. Yes or no? A guy from that village comes to propose to one of you, right? And then your family has that notion that a guy from that city, a guy from that tribe, a guy from that village has certain negative qualities, and they painted the whole city with one brush. Yes or no? And does it not happen? Is it not true that what I'm saying applies, that people say no because they're from that and they never investigated who the actual man is? Yes or no? So we smile, alhamdulillah, but see the repercussions of that. After the scale, brothers and sisters, precise and large, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala switches the earth, switches the skies. In a way, it's like control A, delete. Everything you can think of is gone. So where are they? Everybody is at a point. This point, gathering after the scale. Everybody is on a plain field, near like a cliff. So focus on the image. I'm going to set up the stage, inshallah, then we take a break. Set up the stage, inshallah. So every human being is now on top of a land. What else is there, since everything is deleted in a way? In the front, like if someone were to look, there's like a valley, there's a deep hole, and what is that hole? What's in it? Hellfire. And what's across? Heaven. But you cannot really see it. It's not super visible. But that's where the people are all at. May Allah make it easy. Say ameen. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to you a little bit about the hellfire, which is you are in the land. There's a hellfire and Jannah's there. It's not really visible. Everyone is standing. The Prophet says the heat of that hell is 70 times the heat of the fire in this world. The Sahaba said, if it was just the fire of this world, it is sufficient. How does it feel when you try to close a candle and it comes on your hand? May Allah protect us. Touching a stove, the electric stove that says, you know, when the light is on, it's hot. How does it feel? May Allah protect us. Forget fire, forget oven, hot water. Hot water, when you used to wash the dishes and you had maybe gloves, and then one of your kids, they come, they put their hands, hot water you couldn't withstand. What about fire that is 70 times hotter? May Allah protect us. Okay, that's the temperature. If that's a temperature, then how deep is it? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time he was sitting, and I want you to imagine, while he was sitting, all of a sudden, very strong bang. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, what is that noise? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, Atadruna ma hadha? Do you know what was that noise? They said, Allah and the Prophet, no, we don't know. He says, that was a rock that was pushed from the edge. Remember that cliff? It was pushed on the edge. And it was falling and falling and falling, and it just touched the base. Okay, how long was the fall? 70 years. It was pushed. It took 70 years for the rock to touch the base. May Allah protect us. Not just that, it is so hot, it is so deep, and there are sparks that come out of it. Each spark is as big as a palace. Tarmi bishararin kal qasr. Right when this happens, this is the three things. You're on the land, hell, and there's something over there which most people cannot see. So then a caller says, لِيَتَّبِعْ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ مَا كَانَتْ تَعْبُدْ. Every nation, follow whatever you used to worship. Whatever you worship, you follow. So then, four groups. Group one, the idol worshippers. Group two, the Yahud. Group three, the Nasara. Group four, the Muslimin, the believers. So then Allah brings the idol that the idol worshippers used to pray to. Let's say someone used to worship the sun comes. So they all follow the sun, follow the sun, follow the sun, follow the sun. May Allah protect us, and they fall into the hellfire. May Allah protect us. Then there are people of the Yahud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to them. So now three groups are left. So Allah says, what is it they used to worship? So they say, we used to worship this and that. So Allah says, kadabtum. This is not a god to be worshipped. I have no partners or associates. Then Allah says, what is it that you want right now? We are just very thirsty. You want thirsty? You want some water? Okay, just go this way. So Allah makes it look like a mirage. So they go and they go and they go and then they fall. Quick disclaimer. Because obviously we have some guests and maybe this is the first time you attend this session. I have two disclaimers. One now and one at the end of tonight's session. As we explain these things, we do not pinpoint at certain individuals. Islam teaches us in general, believers go to heaven, disbelievers go to hell, general. But I don't go to Muhammad, my neighbor, and say, you're definitely making it to paradise. I have no right to say that because he might end up being in hell. And I have no right to go tell, let's say, my colleague, which is one happens to be Dave, I say, Dave, you know what, you're definitely going to hell. I have no right to say that. It's God who judges. Because one of the things to keep in mind is that we don't know people's hearts. Number two, we do not know if they understood the message when it was presented to them. Number three, maybe they never heard about Islam. So know something for a fact. No one will fall into hell except that they were deserving of it. Fair enough? So can we go back to the content without any confusion or any shaitan whispers? Clear as the sun, inshallah? Fantastic. So then, they are gone. Who's left? Muslims and the Nasara. So then Allah asked the Nasara, what is it they used to worship? They said, we used to worship Isa. Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary. So Allah says, kadabtum, shame on you, you have lied. I have never chosen Jesus as a son. He was a prophet and a messenger. Anyhow, what is it that you want? Atishna, just some water. Water, water, sure. Give him water. A mirage shows up. Like it's water, they walk and then they fall into the hellfire. May Allah protect us, Amir Rabbil Alameen. And with every fall, splash of the hellfire, إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَا تَفُور. You know when you're frying something and you like you have a chicken nugget and you like, you drop it, shh, that's the sound. May Allah make it easy, Ya Rabbil Alameen. تَكَلُوا تَمَيَّزُوا مِنَ الْغَيْضِ, bursting in anger. Every time a group falls, they are asked, did you not hear about this? Yes, we did, we did. So then Allah says, فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. What does it mean? Translate for our fellow brothers and sisters. فَاعْتَرَفُوا, they all admitted we deserved it. So even the ones in hell, they know they deserve it. So it goes two ways. Allah is just, and they know I deserve what I went through. They went, and who's left? The believers, but there's another group within the believers. He said believers. How many? There's another group. Al-Munafiqun, the hypocrites. Those who showed belief, but they hid disbelief. Those who show that, we love you guys, we're one of you, okay? We help each other out, everything is fine. But in the inside, they hated the Muslims. In the inside, they hate the people of Gaza. In the inside, they want the entire area, the whole strip to be stripped from these people. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So then Allah says, you guys, no, they cannot see Allah. No one can see Allah. So Allah says, what about you? Why don't you follow your Lord? Who's left? The Muslims. And there are the weak Muslims and the strong. So al-barri wal-fajr. So even levels of faith, okay? And the hypocrites. What will the believers say? Our God didn't show up. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what are you waiting for? We're waiting for Rabbana. We want our Lord to come, then we will proceed and follow him. Because the caller said what? Follow whatever you used to worship. Authentic hadith. فَيَتَجَلَّ لَهُمْ يَضْحَكُ. So Allah reveals some of himself. Allah reveals himself. And يَضْحَكُ has a big smile. We don't explain how this, I'm going to depth. يَضْحَكُ. So when the believers, they see that, munafiqeen can't see that stuff. The munafiqeen will follow the believers. Whatever the believer does, we follow, because that's what they used to do in this life. You're here, I'm with you. But in the inside, we're not with you. So then, فَيَتَجَلَّى لَهُمْ يَضْحَكُ. Allah looks, presents himself and smiles. فَيَنْطَلِقُ. Then Allah goes along. And they want to follow along, then and there, Allah puts a sirat, a bridge, between that cliff, the bridge, all the way to heaven. And now heaven, which I told you was not clear, now it was made what? Clear. This is Jannah. This is your destination. There is a bridge. Underneath is what? Hellfire. How will you cross? What do you need? Who will fall? Who will survive? All that after the break, inshallah.